Next, a dramatic shift in global security. US President Donald Trump has ordered the Pentagon to prepare for nuclear weapons testing for the first time in more than 30 years. The announcement has sparked alarm in Moscow and Beijing, and nuclear scientists are concerned too. Well, we're joined now by William Alberg, Director of Strategy, Technology and Arms Control at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Good morning, William.
Good morning.
1992, that was the last time the US had nuclear weapons testing. Why now?
It's really unclear. And actually, if you parse what Trump said, he said others are testing, so we need to as well. And there hasn't been a full-scale nuclear test anywhere since North Korea did it in 2017. So is he talking about the giant Chinese military parade they had last month? Is he talking about President Putin boasting about his nuclear-armed, nuclear-powered cruise missile and his nuclear-powered torpedo? And he's directing the Department of War, not the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy is in charge of nuclear testing. I'm hoping he's talking about maybe more publicly getting involved in nuclear systems testing, because if he's actually talking about detonating a nuclear weapon in a test, that's going to break all kinds of norms. We're going to have to completely withdraw our signature from the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, and it could inspire other countries to follow us in nuclear testing. So it'd be a very dark road indeed.
Could it set off a chain reaction of testing and nuclear proliferation exactly. around the world?
Exactly. That's the fear, is that if we test, Putin has already said if the U.S. tests, Russia will test. If Russia and the U.S. test, the country that has the most to gain from resuming testing would be China, which last time they tested was 1996, and that was for a much smaller nuclear arsenal. They've had far fewer nuclear tests than Russia or the United States. So China would benefit the most out of this. And then you're absolutely right. Would other countries say, well, if the U.S., Russia, and China are back at it, then why not all of us? Why not South Korea? Why not Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, other countries? You could see a mass cascade of proliferation around the world.
And what about domestically in the U.S. then? Could we see test sites in Nevada opening up again? How long would it take?
Well, so great. The Nevada National Nuclear Security Site, the Nevada Test Site as we know it, it's 100 kilometers northwest of Las Vegas. It's the only place we can really conduct nuclear tests in the United States. It's still an active facility where they do lots of non-nuclear testing. They do lots of experiments on nuclear verification and sub-critical testing. It would take between 6 to 10 months to do just like a trophy shot, just like a demonstration shot. But to do an actual nuclear test that has any scientific value, and even that would be marginal value at best, it would take between 24 and 36 months, according to the Department of Energy itself.
Is this just saber rattling by Trump, or is the nuclear age heating up again?
Like I said, my best hope is this means he just wants to take more credit for ongoing U.S. nuclear missile tests and exercises. But you're right. If this is a nuclear test, it is a severe escalation in the nuclear arms race. I would say China is already racing as we speak. I would say Russia has been racing for a while. The U.S. has been trying to maintain course, but we're 97 days away, 96 days away actually now, from the end of New START, which will mean the end of arms control between the U.S. and Russia. The last time we didn't have arms control between the U.S. and Russia was 1972, so it would be a return to a very dark day indeed.
William Alberg, Director of Strategy, Technology and Arms Control at the International Institute for Strategic Studies. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 7:22.